For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Score, and who else but the great man himself, Mr. Handsome, Mark Brody, joins us now on the Arturo Tire Hotline, the one guy with the one song, Arturo, your hometown tire, Arturo.com.
Brody, what's with the Notre Dame hat?
I just like the way I look in this hat. And excuse me, it's actually not a Notre Dame hat, Haw. You just jump to conclusions like you do. It is a Shamrock Shuffle hat. So you are wrong.
There's no way you ran 8.1. Okay.
You're right about that. The only thing I've pulled off running wise in my life, I did once pull off a 5K, and that's when I was dating somebody who was into the 5K. We were a 5K couple because it's really cute when you're a couple and you run races together. But those days are over. So you're right. It's just a hat that I like that I feel like looks decently on me at this
It does.
Point.
Did she run off with some other guy?
A few weeks. I could give you guys the full. You know what? The next time there's some. Maybe after the football season, I'll give you guys the full story on that.
Yeah, because you're too busy rabble rousing up there asking uncomfortable questions about the future of Nate Davis. What did you learn from your quest to find out if Nate Davis is going to be traded, Mark?
Well, at this point, it sure feels like they obviously don't want to play him anymore. He is the backup to the backup. So while nobody is biting on anything exact, I mean, I got the standard answer from Matt Eberflus and generalizing that everybody is sort of, can be victimized during the trade deadline, and this is just the business of the game. But it does say to me that nobody has shot it down, that of course they would be listening to offers on Nate Davis at this point. They have made that clear in the fact that they have benched him, and then when it's time for next man up, all of a sudden Nate Davis is suddenly not the next man up. So, and look, I was hard on Matt Eberflus when he referred to Nate Davis as a professional, and it incensed me at the time because he is the opposite of a professional in terms of being on the practice field, being ready to play, and all of that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So once those rumors came out from the NFL Network, which I would say is a pretty reliable source because it is the NFL, I was like, okay, makes a little bit more sense, because it wouldn't make much sense to rip on the player or to not say anything about the player that they might be interested in shopping. But what exactly are you going to get for Nate Davis at this point?
Right.
I'm curious, Mark. So the trade talk is fascinating, as is the fact that the trade day is actually election day. So, I mean, I hope they move it, the election. But
which is something they would do. Yeah, sure. Why not?
But I'm just curious, when you look at the Bears, there's been all sorts of rumors about, you know, Khalil Herbert. There's been different. These are coming from all over the place. Meanwhile, the Bears are apparently going to go get Max Crosby or Myles Garrett or somebody. They've got what, like $7.7 million under the cap available to them. They could manipulate and do whatever they wanted to do. But do you anticipate any kind of move, whether it be a big move, small move, in the next couple of weeks?
I mean, I can't discount it with Ryan Poles just because, you know, we saw it last year. We saw it last year around this time. My gut is not a big move coming this year. There just hasn't been enough noise, and I know that teams will keep things quiet. There's just not enough out there in terms of the people that I have spoken to, and just trying to keep my ear to everything that is happening. So my gut says no. Could there be a small move somewhere? Somebody you know, sign to come in and help out the Bears on the defensive line potentially, but my gut says no at this point, that they're pretty well set with what they want and still looking to get more out of guys like, you know, Montez Sweat, quite frankly. And I know that teams have done a very good job against Sweat, and they, you know, are chipping him and double teaming him, and he's still opening up things for other players. But look, if you're an elite, if you are paid like an elite defensive end in this league, you have to find a way to get to the quarterback still. That's what those guys do. I mean, we saw that when Khalil Mack was here, when he would slow down a little bit. And I remember him just kind of looking at us when we were interviewing and saying, I've never seen blocking like this. And that was when, you know, when you had a bunch of guys on that defense that were really good players. So I do think that they still want more from the guys that are on their team. I don't see a big move being made by the Bears.
This segment with Mark Grody brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. Mark, okay, you've been up there all week. You've talked to all the people involved from the Bears. What do you think the key will be Sunday? What is the most important matchup for the Bears?
Well, I mean, you could just start with the Washington is the number one scoring team in the league at 31 points per game. The Bears defense is fourth in terms of points that they allow, 16. So it's almost like both teams get to see something they haven't really seen this year, and that is a terrific offense that the Bears will see and a really good defense that Washington will have to be dealing with. I will give you one player too that concerns me a little bit in the background, I suppose you could say, for Washington, and that is their tight end Zach Ertz, who officially goes into the category of having been around forever for in this league. I mean, he's 33 years old, somehow always productive. It's not necessarily the quantity with him, it's the quality. Just going back and watching some of the Washington film, especially in the Baltimore game with Jaden Daniels at that point, and we don't know who's going to quarterback, but they really use him well as a safety outlet, and Jaden Daniels gets rid of the ball quickly to him. So it's just a guy that I would say not the biggest emphasis, but somebody to circle that maybe we're not talking about enough. Mariota used him pretty well too when they blasted Carolina last week, 40-7. So that's a little bit of a concern. And then, yeah, of course, you got to keep an eye on Terry McLaurin this year and Jalen Johnson. That's going to be a really fun matchup to watch in this game as well. So those are just a couple of things that I've circled here recently.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have any insight in terms of the Bears' health? For instance, Jaquan Brisker, do you know what the concussion protocol is that he would have to pass to get back? I mean, it was interesting to hear Flusie say at the beginning of the week there were a couple of things he had to do. Now, they make a baseline of a guy, and then they can go and look at that, and he's got to clear that before medically he'd be released. But I don't know. I mean, if he gets released, maybe he's ready to go, but then you think about it, he's missed a month almost.
Yeah, my gut, Molly, is that he's not going to play. Yeah. I don't know that for sure. I mean, just kind of reading the history of players that have been in a similar position to Jaquan Brisker with the history, with Matt Eberflus being ambiguous, and I'm not faulting him for that. I mean, he said what he is hearing from the doctors, that he had a couple of tests to pass as well. No, we have not heard any kind of update on that this week since Matt Eberflus shared that with us. Obviously, we will get a chance to talk to Matt Eberflus today, but it doesn't feel good to me for him to be playing out there. And look, I know that, you know, backups are backups, and you know, Jaquan Brisker is the better player, but for now I think I would ride, you know, Elijah Hicks and some of the other depth in the secondary this week, because it's just, to me, while the Bears are in a position where, hey, it's about winning and they're 4-2 and headed in the right direction, but I just think it would be a risky proposition to put Jaquan Brisker back out there this week.
Okay, Mark, you have your lucky hat on.
Yeah,
what
right.
Will your prediction be?
Shamrock Shuffle, by the way. That's what that is.
Go Irish.
I'd just like to point out again, as I always do, I have been perfect so far, and so far I have released my pick each and every week exclusively on the Mully and Haw show. Things might change now with the old Take the North, Haw. You know how the pressure builds on that.
It builds.
I got the Bears winning this game, guys. I think the Bears are going to win 21-17. It is mostly because I'm pretty convinced that Marcus Mariota is going to be the quarterback in this game. You know, I guess in my mind, it would probably, maybe it would change a little bit if Jaden Daniels was quarterbacking, but as good as Mariota was last week, and he was very good, 18 of 23, 205 yards, he's a backup quarterback in the NFL. And I know he's got a week to prepare, but the Bears will have had a week to prepare for him as well. I think the Bears do a number on Mariota this week, and the Bears do get the win to improve to 5-2.
That would be as good as the Vikings.
That would be fine. Yeah, I gotta get the Bears out of last place, man.
There you
it's
go.
Weird when you see the Bears sitting there at 4-2 and last place in the division. Yeah. Can't have that, Molly.
No. Great stuff, Mark. Love you dearly.
Thanks,
Thank
Brody. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, bye, guys. See you soon.
Yeah, and that he was wearing his Notre Dame gear. I think you pointed that out.
Yeah, I think he claims that it wasn't. He's just a hat he likes to wear. He looks good, and he looked pretty good in that hat.
He's a good-looking guy.
He was dressing up for television. He wanted to be, he's on the Chicago Sports Network.
I thought he was kind of supporting Mully by wearing some Irish gear.
I don't think he was doing that.
I think he was available.
Dave the Cat handed him the hat, and he put it on.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.